this morning, I want to thank all of you who have come with offers of lozenges. Somebody just gave me one, and other things up here, two cupfuls of good stuff. So you say, are you better? I say, not really, but thank God, not worse. It could be much worse. Because last night I woke up in the middle of the night and I could hardly walk. There was pain down the whole leg. And this morning I got up normal, no more pain. Amazing. Let's look to God in prayer, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank thee that in the midst of a whole country of unbelief, you have raised a church here. Even though we are not big in numbers, I pray that we will truly be big in faith, to know that the coming of the Lord will be in a day of great universal apostasy. So Lord, may we stand fast, always earnestly contending for the faith of the gospel, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Bless all our dear friends here this morning. Grant us that we may have spiritual understanding to know the things that we are talking about. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I entitled my talk, Plot and Rot. Sort of to focus you on what happened that came about 100 new Bible verses. Why were the people so keen on translating more and more Bibles? What for? I pray that in the course of this morning, you may understand that there is the plot and the rot. We must learn from history. It is said that those who ignore the lessons of history will fall into the same mistakes and repeat the mistakes of history. So you have seen now how England, the seat of revival, the strongest Protestant country in Europe, today has become like Australia, almost secular, denying their roots. It did not happen by chance. Please understand, we have an adversary who is out and scheming, deceiving, so that all the world will think it will be business as usual, always going on. As in the days of Noah, these same people had the same kind of mentality. Silly old fool, know you, Noah? You tell us there's going to be a flood, and we only way we can escape is get into your stupid ark. Do you know that until then, there had been no rain on earth? So it was very hard to convince people. Now, today, you tell people, hey, Jesus is coming again. It's exactly as in the days of Noah. Jesus coming? No, we know that he was crucified, dead and buried and gone. How can he come? It's so good to be with you. To see a group that holds fast, because the days of the Son of Man are coming. And you must pray every day, all the time, Lord, help us to stand fast and not be swept away by the falling away. How is Australia's spiritual climate? I say it's not good. Now please do not be infected by the Australian mentality. All they want is the present, how to enjoy and how to exploit the resources for our own ends, as though they are going to live on earth forever. It won't be forever, please understand. You say, how do you know? Two examples I read to you last night. It's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. As in the days of Noah, and as in the days of Lot, nobody believed that there was going to be a flood until the rain came. Not just from above, but water from underground. Please understand, the physical condition on earth today is not the same as in the days of Noah. When you understand that there is a creator who made things perfect, and the flood was sent to destroy, to judge. There are two judgments, global judgments, just two. First is by water. Second is by fire. And we have this in the Chinese word, Zai. Above is water, below is fire. So expressive. Thank God for our Chinese ancestors. They came out of the ark in the bowels of Shem, most likely. Yeah. Three sons. I'm sorry, I can't control the cough. When it comes, it comes. And one of the sons emigrated to. It need not be the son, but the son's son or son's grandson to China. But they carried with them the story of the flood and all the things that happened. So we must learn from history. Now, today, we are dealing with a very complex situation. Not easy to understand, and less easy to solve. And unless you have spiritual understanding, you cannot understand why there's so much talk about versions. What's wrong with our new versions? You know that in those days I used to live in Sydney. I was a PR here for 18 years, you know that. One day I received a Bible called Good News Bible. Well, I tell you, it is the Bad News Bible. Full of rubbish. Translated by a fellow called Robert Bratcher. And this was given to every Australian household on the occasion of the 200th centenary of the founding of Australia. Amazing. Did anyone here receive it? Probably not. But it is full of corruption and evil mistranslation and documentation. Please let us persevere. Hold on to the faith. It's so good. I was telling Erin here, playing the piano. You know that this kind of hymn music is hard to find in churches today. They like to be like the world, with drums and synthesizers and making a lot of noise. Ever heard of the Hillsong group? Amazing. 10,000, 20,000 with all the high power stuff. Ah, You know, it is the work of Satan to counterfeit. You old-fashioned, backward people, fundamentalist Christians. You don't know what's progress. We are progressive, you're not. And so, you know, to finance one of those big rallies, $5 million, no joke. But people, when they're deceived, they willingly give. Go there and hear all the nonsense. You don't get salvation. I was here in Sydney 2 years ago. And I said to my friend, the doctor, trying to witness to him. He said, no, my daughter has joined the Hillsong group. So he feels that at least one member of the family is going in the Christian way. But it is very difficult for me to tell him it's not, because he is not attuned, not acclimatized, as it were, to hear the gospel. How good it is to come here and find God's people steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Doesn't matter if people think you are old-fashioned. So did they think of Noah, you are so old-fashioned. Lot, you know how the whole city of Sodom, you know what they are doing? The whole day they're discussing how to exploit sex. Now that is happening everywhere. Singapore, they tried to come in 2 years ago. You know, it is progressive. But it was thrown out. They wanted to be like the West quickly. But it will come, because you take a generation for the leadership to change. And those who today are in university, the thinkers, the movers and the shakers, all their mind is made up already. When our turn comes, we will change society. It is coming, dear friends. No matter what you do, society will change for the worse. And the worst is making ready the way for the Savior to return. The Savior will not return until what? Can you tell me? Until things are bad enough. Those post-millennialists, how foolish they are. Yes, they say the millennium is on now, and we are getting better and better and better. One day when we get to the final situation, millennium has come. Now today we are contending with a certain organization called a church. Now it is difficult for some of us to accept this. You say, accept what? To accept the fact that not all churches which are called church are churches. What is a church? Can you tell me? A church is a gathering of believers who are born again, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and who set up a witness in order to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a church. So not every church is a church. And the doctrine of the church must be biblical doctrine. Again, what am I talking about? Biblical. Which Bible? There are so many. 100 now. This is Satan's ploy, strategy. The more corrupt Bibles there are, the more they'll achieve. You cannot go by one Bible to give you the standard. No, take your pick. 100 versions. And this is falling into the trap of Satan. Satan has formed a church, so-called, that has been in power for the last, 1,000, 2,000 years. The Church of Rome. There was an emperor of Rome called Constantine, and he was going to fight a battle. Now, this is a legend, whether it's true or not, but this is what he said. I was very troubled. How should I fight? Will I win or will I lose? Wow, that evening, he looked into the sky and saw a cross in the sky, and three words, by this conquer. Wow, salvation. I must conquer. The next morning, he fought the battle and won a great victory. Ah, where did it come from? That cross says, by this conquer. So he says, it's good to be a follower of the cross. Meaning to say, be a Christian. So he declared himself Christian. Not because he has recognized his sinfulness, the need for a savior. Now that is church. But no, this is political. Because he won a battle, the next day he says, I am Christian. Oh dear friends, do you understand what it is to be a church and a Christian? But as I said, I want to remind you, many churches today are not a church at all. Far from a church. They don't have any of the right doctrines. Are they saved from their sins? Not at all. All they know how to do is, we are hip hip hooray, Christians. Let's sing along, make the music more contemporary. People don't understand that this is the first stage to apostasy. What is apostasy? Please turn to Book of Revelation. This is a wonderful book that God has given us to help us understand. You cannot understand why versions, so many versions. This is a key and the clue to understand why versions. Revelation 17 talks of the false church. I want to repeat again. Not every church is a church. So many false, counterfeit organizations. Nothing to do with Jesus Christ, except to betray him. They are churches. And there's one that is so great and almighty, the most powerful human organization, in fact, satanic organization in the world, the biggest, and it's called church. In Bible terms, the church is called the Virgin Bride of Christ, the one who is kept sanctified, holy, exclusive, only for the Master's use. Jesus Christ gave his life for the church. And when you come into the church, it is because we have appropriated ourselves of that merit of Jesus Christ's work on the cross. No other way to come in. Nothing else. Only come in as a sinner saved by grace. Is that your persuasion? If you have not come to that persuasion, I beg of you to think and come and to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then you are part of the church, like this gathering this morning. Verse 1. There came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and he said, come here. I will show you the judgment of the great hall that sits on many waters. All right, this is prophetic language. You got to understand, but thank God this mysterious language also has an explanation. Why many waters? Look at verse 15. And he said to me, verse 15, the waters which you saw, where the horse sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. In other words, an international group all over the world of multitudes, nations, people, different languages. And the Bible language says they are like many waters. All right, otherwise you read this and you say, let me go and study the ocean, see where I find the waters. Verse 15 says, you don't need to do it. This verse is to tell you that in the end time, there will be a false church called the whore. What is a whore? W-H-O-R-E. What is a whore? A whore is a prostitute which welcomes any customer. Anyone who wants to buy my favors, just come along. Not the Christian church. We don't get anybody, everybody to come in. But only those who are cleansed, washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Then you come in as a member. Then we form a church. Now this first verse says, there will be a false church which is global. Every country, every people, every language, every culture, all over the world. There's only one church like that. Do you know? And people join it and say, yeah, not bad. At least I have a church and they will look after me in the next life. Now I'm told by my friends, you ask the priest, hey, what happened to purgatory? Oh, no more. Now we understand it's heaven and hell. Ah, my friends, deception is the name of the game. I tell you, it is a big lie to say no more purgatory. My patient told me, before my father died, he was converted to be a Catholic. Then comes along the priest. There are five of us siblings, five. You want us to pray for your father's soul in purgatory? Of course, of course. Ah, he knows full well that you can afford it. $5,000 first year. Every year, $25,000 from the siblings just to say prayers for the departed soul. This is called a church. My dear friends, Paul the Apostle tells us, you truly believe in Jesus Christ, absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. The moment you will breathe your last, instantly, distance is not a problem. Instantly, Jesus, who died for you, who rose for you, will welcome you into his kingdom. That is heaven. Do you have that assurance? Now in this one it says, there will be a false church called the whore, take in all sorts of people. Believers, unbelievers, anybody can join. Verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth made drunk with the wine of fornication. What is fornication? Fornication is now rampant in society. Hey, why go through all the formality of marriage? You feel like it, we'll live together. And pretend we are man and wife. That is fornication. Yeah. Cheap sex. Anyhow can. That kind of sex. Now this is the end time church of Rome. And it goes on. I mustn't go on too long because I haven't touched on the subject proper. Verse 3. And he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman. Now here it is called a woman. The other verse it says whore. Both are the names of counterfeit church. The genuine church is a chaste virgin. Only Jesus, always Jesus, nobody but Jesus is our Savior and the one who loved us, and we love him in return. Ah, that is Jesus. Here is a church called a whore. Now it says woman. Now, how can they identify what they're talking about? Do you know that while the Bible can be mysterious, God in mercy has given clues to understand what they're talking about? What did John see? And what did John know how to write? All right. This woman was riding on a beast. In other words, she had power from an animal. Well, this again is pictorial language. I hope you have, my voice is not sending you to sleep. I'll try to speak more. All right. This beast is said here to have 7 heads, 10 horns. 7 heads, we'll find the explanation here. 10 horns. What animal has 10 horns? Amazing. We never see any animal. The most we see is 2 horns. This one got 10 horns. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7, Daniel saw down the ages, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and the last world empire is Rome. And Rome was then depicted in Daniel's vision, 10 horns. And now you see, that gives you the clue. This woman, the false church, has 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, how do you explain the 7 heads? It is also in the part we'll be reading. Verse 9. Here is a mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which The woman sits. Read this again. The seven heads and seven mountains. You know that Rome is built on seven hills. Hills and mountains in the Bible are taken equivalent. For us in geography, say, over 1,000 feet, then you call it mountain. Under 1,000 feet, hill. But in Bible language, any elevation is a hill. Rome is built on seven hills. So, two clues. The ten horns is Rome. The seven hills is Rome. Now you get the clue of who this woman is. The false church that is Roman in origin and built on seven horns, seven hills. That is Rome. You can go there and see, verify. This is geographic. Yeah. Now, why am I talking about this? Behind the many versions is the mastermind. Who is the mastermind behind all the versions? I brought this for you. This, by the way, is all produced in our office. And this, who is the mastermind behind so many versions of Bible? Do you know one of the tactics or strategy of deceiving a person is to give him a lot of information? What? Gong, you know. Don't know what's what. So now instead of one version, this version makes no mistake, doesn't compromise in its requirement to be a Christian, all in here. The new versions have got many compromises. You say Jesus must be virgin born, and in this book, only virgin born. Whereas the book that I was given on the bicentenary of Australia. No, Jesus was born of a young woman. No, I say even the primary girls' school understand. Virgin is virgin. Young woman is just young woman. But this woman is in the, all these new versions, not all, many of them, change so that you say, Jesus Christ, was he a real man or was he God's son? We can show you what in this verse, Isaiah 7:14, it says young woman. Therefore, Jesus Christ was not God. Do you follow? These are all the ways they pervert the Bible. Who is the mastermind behind the many versions? Do you know that England becoming Protestant was the greatest blow to Rome? England was the major country of significance, and for it to be taken out of the Roman Roman Empire was a loss that Rome never forgave. We must get England back. Now this is the plot, and the rot is with versions. More versions, the better. So that the English-speaking world will be confused. What, so many? Take your pick. What's the point? When you have one version, you don't know, in which you don't find any mistake or mistranslation. Infallible, inerrant word of God is in the King James Bible alone. All the other versions got something wrong somewhere. So here comes the mastermind. Who is the mastermind? Answer, Satan. And on earth, there is one man who impersonates, pretends to be God. Do you know his name? His name is three compound names. He's called Holy Father. Who is called the Holy Father? Do you know that? And his name is also called Head of the Church. Who is the head of the church? And then it says, he is the vicar of Christ, representative of Christ. The three names of God are in a crown that is placed on the head of the Pope. So that we are crowned you, Holy Father, head of the church, vicar of Christ. Holy Spirit is the vicar of Christ, representative of Jesus Christ. And he happily, proudly wears the crown when he is crowned as Pope. You know what is Pope mean? Do you know the literal meaning of Pope? Papa, Father, Holy Father. Jesus taught, call no man Father. Meaning to say the time will come when one individual will pretend that he's God. Do you know when they went to Korea, 2 million people lined the streets for the route of the Pope to see this man, wow, God. And when they saw, they all cried, knelt down, bowed down and worship. Makes him feel good. I said, dear friends, on earth, feeling good is not the same as when Jesus comes and welcomes us back. Do you believe that Jesus is coming to take you to the land of everlasting life, purity, freedom from all kinds of wickedness and sin, where no wickedness or sin can ever enter in? May you all belong to that one and only kingdom of God. Now the rest of these few verses you can read. Verse 4. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. I wish I had brought those OHPs, but it shows all the cardinals in scarlet. Their uniform is all scarlet. And it's told here. They're arrayed or dressed in scarlet, decked with gold. Do you know that no institution or organization on earth is as rich as the Roman Catholic Church? I went to the Vatican about 10 years ago, and I climbed to the top of the cupola. You know, St. Peter's? How many of you have been to Rome? I didn't plan to go, but somebody took me on a trip. I said, well, having come to Rome, I must see the St. Peter's, so famous. You go in, you pay, pay. Everything, pay, pay, pay. You go out to the top. That wonderful place, on the very top, wow, 12 apostles' statues. They venerate all statues and idols. Now let's read on. The woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. As I said, this church is the most powerful and mighty and rich, wealthy institution in the whole world. Every year, to all the Roman Catholic Church, there will be cry for more money. Oh, the Mother Church in Rome needs your help. And the poor people in South America or in Korea starve themselves in order to save extra money, send back to Rome over what? By now, 1,500 years. It's been so rich now. They don't even know how much they have. So rich. And this is a false church. Verse 5. On her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw she was drunken with the blood of the saints. Do you know that in the Reformation time, hundreds, and after the Reformation, during the period of Inquisition, ever heard of Inquisition? This was engineered by the Roman Church to punish all those who had left the church. They would kill them. How many millions were killed? Only an estimate, but anything from 20 to 50 million Christians were killed. Now this is all in here. So what are we talking about? Here is part of the tactics or strategy of the Roman Church to cause confusion, so that you find, hey, this version says Jesus was born by a young woman. You say he's a virgin. No, young woman. And so many other examples. NIV says, he who believes has everlasting life. But I say, no, he who believes in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, has everlasting life. But now inside the NIV, he who believes has everlasting life. With that, I can happily go around and say, hey, Muslim friend, you also are in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You believe her? You believe from Allah. So, all the new versions are doctored, changed somewhere, to allow a false doctrine. You don't have to now wonder, why not change to NIV? Do you know that last century was a century of apostasy? What is apostasy? Leaving the faith, falling away. And in that century, proliferated 100 copies of New English Bibles. You take this home and read. We do not need to go into details, but when you understand that there was a purpose, a strategy to produce more and more confusing people until they don't know what. So anyhow, never mind. Anything goes. I said, no. Anything does not go. It's only when you put your faith in the right person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So, as I said earlier, the liberation of England from the Roman fold was the most regretful and sorest pain in the sight of Rome. And Rome's intention was, we must get England back. Do you know that? This is history. And Rome had two agents. We will show you how handsome they are. Please, Elder Cole. Okay, we have the OHP. All right, can you see them? One is called Westcott. The other was called Hort. Westcott and Hort. Unholy twins. They plotted and contrived how to revise KJV. You know, this Bible was authorized and commissioned by the king. And once the king has put his seal of approval, you don't go and revise it. But you must get permission. 1611, this Bible is there. 1711, still very strong. 1811, still all right, hanging on. In the 1800s, came the unbelief into England. People began to be smart. Now we know modern learning. You cannot take the manuscripts and the texts of the Bible as God inspired. We know better. Because by then, you only have the written copies called the texts. And they say that is, you cannot be submitted to the text of the Bible. You should be the scholar to examine the text and to criticize it. This is called higher criticism. When did it come? In the 1800s, aided by rationalism, and the two combined was held by evolutionism. All you children, young people, go to school, university. The moment you step in, they teach one thing. We came from the lower animals, evolved into higher animals. One fine day, we dropped down from the tree, took away the tail, we became Homo sapiens. We became man. But you know, the scientists, these evolutionists, so-called scientists, they have not overcome the first basic fundamental hurdle. All you people, you want to argue this. This is the impregnable reason why you reject evolution. Why? On what grounds? On what grounds can you reject? You tell the evolutionist, show me one evidence of anyone in any age who has produced life. Answer is, no. Up to now, all they could was a study DNA, that miracle protein inside us. When you were conceived, you were only one cell, you know that? All of us. And in that cell is life. And that life goes through developmental stages. In mother's womb for 9 months, one cell becomes you. When you're born, 6 trillion cells, one cell. All right. Ask the evolutionist, can you produce one cell that can grow into a human being? Or produce any cell that can grow into life. God's word is so wonderful. Genesis chapter 1 describes how God gave life. Because God is life. The source of life is not anyhow, anywhere, just produce. No, God says, in the beginning, God created. And then after he created, he says, now I made you able to have life and produce. Go and be fruitful and multiply. Trees and fruit trees and plants grow and multiply. As plants, they never change suddenly into a rabbit, you know. How can then a monkey, through years of evolution, they say, no, we didn't give enough time, give more time. When I went to college, they taught us 500 million years, 500 million years we evolved. Over time, people say, not enough. Do you know the latest now? It's like a lelong. You know what's a lelong? Auction. You say 500 million, not enough. Never mind. You have to raise the stake. 1,000 million years. That is 1 billion years. No. Gradually it goes up until the latest scientists say 15 billion years. Is there any end to it? No. They can still go up to 50 million, billion, and so on. These are fantasies. And out of that fantasy of ideas came all the versions in order to confuse, because this is the only Bible that you can hold up. Hold it and say, this is God-inspired, inerrant, infallible, cannot be changed, unchangeable. God's word. Now, do you know that the Roman Church is the most unchristian organization called a church, and it is present everywhere. Our neighbor is Singapore. Our neighbor is Malaysia. And the Prime Minister today is called Najib. A few months ago, he went to the Vatican and they kowtowed to the Pope. We want to be your friend, you know, in Malaysia. Because why? Some of the Roman Catholics were giving trouble. Now we make friends with the Papa. But Papa will tell all the children, don't stir up trouble. For that reason, he went there. 179th diplomatic mission established for Malaysia. That's why it says, this woman sits on many waters, multitudes, nations, must have this Roman church. Is it a church? Do you know that it has got a celibacy law to enforce? You want to join our church as a priest? Fine, welcome. You cannot get married. He said, what happens? What to do? I got sex, you know. You find your way out. Either the nuns next door, you can go there and practice your sex. No need of nuns also, all among yourselves. Priest with priest. It is enforced as law so that this evil can go on until it is evil enough. You never know this. Do you know that every year the dioceses in America pay out millions of damages to whom? My child, molested by your priest, went to court. Okay, judgment granted. Never mind. Our celibacy law stands. How much? 10 million? Pay lah. Pay and pay. No problem. That is called a church. So I hope this morning you have learned something. Not every church is a church. No. These are all facts, not vilification. You know what? Vilification. Defame. Inventing a lot of bad things to say about a certain person. This vilification act. When I was in Australia many years ago, it was a bill in Parliament. I think by now it's passed as an act, law. Vilification law. I'm not committing vilification, but just giving you the facts. All right then. Dear friends, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The day will come, will reveal it. All the ideologies, all the great movements of earth will fizzle out into nothing. When one person returns, who is that one person? How do you love him? I love him because he first loved me. He gave his life in order that I may receive from him his life. If you don't have that life, you have not begun to live, you know. If you just live for this world, one day you perish. And not just perish, but there's retribution after death. Hebrews 9:27 says, don't you be so stupid to say, see your sword now. Death is not the end. Death is only a juncture. You cross from this life to the next life. Do you remember that we all came onto earth? Not by own will. Did somebody ask you, hey, do you like to be born? No. The fact of life is we are all born against our wish. We all are taken out without our wish, without our permission. Then what? The same power that put us here, God Almighty says, don't you think that death is the end? Death is a juncture. You cross from this to the next life. There will be judgment. How are you conducting your life today? The most important thing in the life is to know the Savior, that He is the giver of life. Without Him, there is no life. And without Him, people go groping around, writing more and more versions of Bible. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we may be strengthened in the most holy faith, to know that we have only Jesus Christ as our one and only Savior, the one who paid the price for our redemption. The one who said, I will go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to that place. May all our people here be so firmly convinced that they will be so diligent, absolutely strengthened in the most holy faith to serve the coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All glory be unto His holy name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.